Hi, I'm Guy, and this is Geek Tank Season 2. So we're the next to the last episode here, and we're coming up on Season 3. And that means big changes are in store. We're going to go on a little hiatus, and then we're going to come back with huge changes. Massive change. Okay, probably not really massive changes. Well, we want to do really big changes, but anyway. So before we go, though, we kind of wanted to take a moment and walk down memory lane and look back at where we started. So I've got our first podcast here, and this is from June 16th, 2015. We didn't air it on June 16th, 2015. It was just recorded on June 16th, 2015. But that's the thing I wanted to kind of remember. So here we go with our very first podcast.
Red shirt on and a brown coat too. Everybody's joining the crew. You got just one ring that'll rule them all. Hoopy fruit, remember your towel. Get your Uru hammers and your Nina guns. A sonic screwdriver or a sword plus one. Use Valerian steel if it'll get you to come to the Geek Tank. To the Geek Tank, the Rocky Mountain Geek Tank.
Hi, I'm Guy.
Hi, I'm Troy.
And this is our Geek Tank podcast, which we were going to call something like, nifty.
Well, like you were considering like commuter
sized. It's a commuter sized.
It's commuter sized, so yeah. it's perfectly sized for a commuter that's traveling the distance of however long our podcast is. If you're driving 5 minutes, then it's probably not great for you.
This is not a good one. But it seems like for most of my life, I always had about a 30-minute commute every morning and a 30-minute commute every afternoon.
And clearly on that scientific,
it's
elaborate
very scientific
work and planning, we decided 30 minutes.
Yep, we decided 30 minutes. So this is our 30-minute commuter size or...
And I'm going to call it Geek Tank on the Go because you're on the go listening to Geek Tank.
And so this is Geek Tank on the Go for you guys who want to listen to us.
Yes. And if you're doing other stuff, you're still allowed to listen to us, like, you know, hanging around, doing laundry, painting miniatures, burying dead bodies.
Yeah.
Basic everyday stuff.
It's important. You know, everybody does those things. So
we won't judge you.
We won't judge you.
You can listen to our podcast, whatever.
You can do laundry. That's fine. We don't judge.
Wink, wink.
So. Right.
Do laundry.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter. And
we do. We have a Twitter?
We have a Twitter.
Nice. If you just go on Twitter and look up Rocky Mountain Geek Tank, you probably find us, right?
Or, you might. Or it's at RM Geek Tank.
Whoa, which, RM for like really massive.
Really monstrous. Really moo. Okay, so, and
we have a YouTube.
We have a YouTube.
You know, in fact, I heard through rumor that we started on YouTube with videos and now we're going backwards to podcasts.
Yes, we are reverting to our earlier form.
Devoing.
We're devolving. Yeah. Devolving.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nothing wrong with devolving.
No, I'd like to give credit to She's a Super Geek for our de-evolution because we're like, they're cool. We want to be cool like them. Let's do that too.
Yeah. And actually, it's that is you can get to her at SAS Geek Podcast.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's a Super Geek.
Geek SAS Podcast. Geek. So SAS Geek Podcast.
SAS Geek might also be like a British Special Forces person.
Could be British Special Forces Geek Podcast.
And then I think we have a Facebook, don't we?
We have a Facebook, which is... might just be Geek Tank, or it might be Rocky Mountain Geek Tank.
Probably Rocky Mountain.
Go to Facebook, type in Rocky Mountain Geek Tank, and you'll find us.
Or you could just look on the little thingy on the page that we have here.
Yeah, we have a page, which is, you know, you can look in the liner notes.
Yeah. You downloaded this, so you should see it.
You downloaded this. This is your fault. You downloaded this.
So something I'd like to mention about our show that should be noted is, much like our YouTube show, we will be, you know, writing that line between PG, PG-13, probably safer to say PG-13, but I've noticed a lot of podcast shows don't hold back in the offensive language. You know, some people find it offensive, and I prefer my 5-year-olds not to be listening to some YouTubers.
Yeah, so we want this to be somewhat family friendly.
Somewhat, and now we do innuendo and bad puns
and we make jokes
and talk.
But we're
about,
not going to say bad language,
right? No F bombs. F. We will not talk, you know, in graphic detail about pornographic stuff. We might.
X, yeah. Y, Z, dot, 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 plus one, plus two, plus three. Graphs.
And it, I guess.
Yeah.
It was coordinated.
It was better than trying to draw a grid on a radio show.
On a podcast.
Yeah, it's really hard to draw a grid on a podcast. Yeah.
We may refer to body parts and things
like a toe.
Innuendo. Yep.
And so anyway, today's show is...
Oh, I thought that was it. We're done.
We're done. Bye.
Thanks.
No. Oh, that was today's okay. show is brick and mortar versus online. So... this was spawned by
brick and mortar sparring against
online. This was spawned by the fact that we have lost a number of brick and mortars around the area
over the past couple of years,
and we've got kind of a
and we had two happen like in the past couple months.
Which I know it's really dramatic, and so we're wondering, you know, well, let's examine this, let's look into this.
I know for me. And this has been an ongoing thing since eBay and Amazon and a lot of online stores have become more predominant. I have the struggle of my compassion versus my bank account.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
And it's do I go and spend a lot of money on something in order to help support a store, or do I spend less money to get that same thing but not support a store?
Right.
And I want to support stores because stores are awesome.
Sure, sure.
And this really hit me most because... Bonnie Bray is closing. If you're listening to this and it is not yet
the 20th,
June 20th, on Saturday, June 20th at Bonnie Bray Hobbies down in Inglewood, they're doing a closing party. There's going to be door prizes, lots of great deals. They really want people to come down for it. Double check the time with them. The doors open at 10, but I don't think the party starts till 12, but I'm not positive. It's kind of fluid. So check that out. And then a week after that, Saturday, 27th, again, June 27th, check with them on the time. They're doing an auction, a fire sale. So anything that has not, that they haven't gotten rid of at the party, they're going to auction off. And I know that they're boxing up a lot of mystery boxes too. So you'll have a box of RPG stuff, role-playing games for $25, and it'll probably be like $50, $75 worth of role-playing stuff, but it's a mystery as to what it is. And you can just...
What the heck is this? I don't know.
It's a role-playing game.
It's a role-playing game. Let's play this.
Sure.
And there's another one. SAS Super SAS Geek. There you go.
There. But they...
just pick one at random.
Right now, and then when I went in, they were doing 40% off, and it occurred to me when I was buying some stuff, I'm like, this is the same price it costs online.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad that they have to do a 40% markup to compete or to survive as a store. And then as a consumer, you have to decide, is that 40% markup worth it to have a location to go play games and have the customer service? There's a lot of, like you mentioned, there's a lot of stores that have closed in our life.
Yeah, not just even in our life. It's been the last five years. Yeah, probably in the last 5 years. I mean, we start with Valhalla's, which was down on 44th.
I only went there a couple times, but it's in your neighborhood.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, it was down on 44th and Wads, which, you know, for those of you who are not even remotely Denverites, you have no idea where that is, and that's okay. But it was down there, and you can just accept that it was down there.
Right next to a dancing school.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because even now, it's been 5 years, 6 years, I'm noticing that underneath the sign that they've got up there now for whatever's there, you can still see it says Valhalla's. Underneath there, the old sign is still up, which it means that they're still not... I mean, they're still not replacing Valhalla's, but that was a massive place. I mean, I remember they had a huge back area,
right,
which was just tons of tables and huge garage doors, which they, on hot days, they just open the garage doors and let all the air.
It was like 10 to 15 gaming tables for miniature games and whatever.
I mean, miniature game tables that could do Warhammer 40K and things like that.
That was the back. They had a side room with LAN computers, LAN networks.
They had a local area network. Yeah.
And then the store itself, which was a decent sized store. It wasn't huge, but it was a good sized store.
Right.
And like I said, I went there a couple of times because it was kind of far away. They just didn't cut it for whatever reason.
And they died, and they died out. We hear all kinds of stories as to why, you know, depending on who you talk to.
Only the owner knows.
And only the owner knows. But yeah, I mean, that was the first of the big gaming things to go down. And then the next one.
The next one that we had was a place that I like, Myth Place Treasures.
Yeah, I liked it too. Dusty. Dusty's one of our dear.
We're still friends with her
on Facebook. I mean, the owner of that place, she ran that place, and And that was another one of those, they just raised the rent to the point where she couldn't handle it anymore.
That was a perfect storm, because she went into, you know, they were doing parking lot construction right next to the King Supers where she was located.
Yeah, Safeway. Yeah.
Safeway. So it made it near impossible for her customers to get there.
Right. Nobody could park in there.
Nobody parked there. They raised the rent.
And they hit her during Christmas.
And at that same time was when Target picked up the licensing to a bunch of popular geek board games,
so she couldn't run them,
and so they were selling, and like they got the exclusive to Star Trek Catan,
right, which was a major hit,
which like sucked for her, and it's why, and like, so they're selling games at 20-30% cheaper than what she can sell them at,
because she had to, of course, effectively go buy them at Target,
right,
and then sell them, so there's no way, you know, you couldn't. So that was a sad one.
We did a lot of Federation Commander there, weekly games.
Yeah, we had a weekly FedCon game going there, and all kinds of stuff. The next one that went down was a comic shop.
Yep. So that was Bartertown Comics, which I introduced you to. And you made it, even though it was opposite side of town from you, in my neighborhood, you made it your comic shop.
I really enjoyed going in there. I liked the guy. I had my hold slots were there. And
I remember his name because it's the same name as the villain from season one of Walking Dead, Shane.
Shane, right.
So not that he's a villain. He was a great guy. Not Shane from Walking Dead. He's a bad guy. But Shane from Bartertown Comics was a good guy.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
And don't get them confused.
Don't confuse them. They don't even look alike. They don't even look alike. Caucasian males. In their 30s.
That obviously makes them a killer.
All white people look the same to me.
All white people look the same to you.
So, but I was there day one when they opened because it was right in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I started a hold box with them. I mean, that's where you have them hold specific comics every time that comic comes out.
It just waits.
He did used toys, out of package toys for really cheap. He did magic cards, some gaming stuff.
I picked up a couple of third generation Transformers from him.
Third generation Transformers. He did a lot of the... the little posable guys that started.
Yeah, we like those guys.
Yeah, I've totally forgot them. Minimates. He did Minimates.
Yeah.
So lots of fun stuff.
Really?
They only lasted just over 2 years. And he wanted to find, and it was the size and rent of the store that he told me.
And it was, and you're right, it was the same thing. He was just priced out. Well, then the next one that went down was Dark Matter. Neither of us knew who that was. I was going to go, went there,
and it said they had moved, and then I found out from someone else that they had closed, and so I never got a chance to go there.
But that was still something significant.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people, that was their gaming spot to go to. Now they don't have that anymore.
Yeah, and then Mile High Comics in Littleton, that's Abby's place.
Yep, Abby, who's Geek Tank's resident comic book specialist.
Comic person.
She's a comic person. I'm the comic person.
Ha!
Ah, comical. Ah,
he's funny.
Looking. And so that was, you know, Abby's home, essentially.
Abby's home, yeah.
And
now she's homeless. Poor Abby.
Oh, need to get her a cardboard box.
Full of comics, naturally.
Well, with enough room to live in.
Right.
As well.
Right.
So that, that was kind of a combination of forced retirement, because it was like, well, it's easier to retire than it is to go through the trouble of finding another location, and they're raising the rent, and it became an issue with that. But again,
they raised the rent on him.
They raised the rent on him. Couldn't continue because of that, because he was already...
Which means that a lot of these places are just barely making it. Mm-hmm. Now, it should be noted that we're experiencing a boom in the Denver metro. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of rent going up, and it's a lot more expensive all the way across the board, housing and everything like that. I mean,
it's cheaper to pay a mortgage than it is to get a rental apartment.
It's certainly the case.
Maybe these comic book shops should just buy a house.
There you go.
It's probably zoning issues. We'll pause now for station identification.
This is Geek Day.
But we also had, from Mile High Comics, I believe the last place on our list here that's shutting down recently, I already mentioned, was Bonnie Bray.
And Bonnie Bray is a staple. I mean, 1950s. Mm-hmm. They started in the 50s. I mean, you think about this, you know, my dad could have easily gone.
Your dad.
My dad could have easily gone to Bonnie Bray if he'd
lived here.
Before
we were born.
Before we were born by a long shot.
Yeah.
And so, and they started in the Bonnie Bray neighborhood, which for those of you who are, of course, not... Denverites. It's a
neighborhood.
It's a little neighborhood in the middle of downtown, or well, not downtown, south of downtown.
few paces away from Bonnie Bray Ice Cream, which Bonnie Bray Ice Cream is still there. And I hope by mentioning them, they'll send us some free ice cream, but it'll be melted by the time we get it.
Dang it.
So
they'll FedEx it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's good ice cream. Go check good it out. Ice cream. But I went there a couple of times at that location, and then they moved even closer to where I live, down in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were there for a long time. And that's the first hobby place that I took my oldest son, Nick, to when he was about three or four.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great, because I didn't go into any game stores when I was that young.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is cool. I'm exposing him to the geek culture, and he'll be able to grow up with this place and have it for where he goes for gaming. And that's not the case.
Yeah. And they were very friendly. I mean, because I took my son there a couple of times, and, you know, he was too young. So they would just give him toys to play with on the table. But I remember them doing all kinds of stuff that were just beyond, above and beyond. They had an entire table set up with all of these, they were getting rid of them, setups, buildings, and things like that and they were getting rid of them so he could play with them to his heart's content. So they let him just play with.
Right. The wife and husband couple that ran the place were awesome. They had this one employee that was fantastic.
Yeah.
He brought out the little buckyball magnet things once.
That with mine too.
And it sucks because that great customer service now wasn't enough to earn them enough money to keep going.
So now we've got like sort of this whole thing, which is that we've got these wonderful places. And though those have gone down, we should mention that there are a number of them that are running just fine. For instance, you know, Adventurer's Quarter, one of the patron saints of Geek Tank.
We've done if you go back and watch a few of our episodes on YouTube, we do have a couple of 30-second commercials that pop up in
for Adventurer's Quarter, because we love those guys.
They're great.
And they seem to be doing just fine, but they are in a little backwater part of our Old Town Arvada, which, you know, again, for those of you not local.
go to Google Maps.
Go to Google Maps. It's got a water tower.
You can't do that. They're commuting.
Right.
When you're not commuting,
don't touch the maps while you're driving, because that would suck.
When you get to work, you tell your boss, sorry, I can't work right now. I got to Google Maps for stuff. And then you go ahead and check it out, and then you'll know exactly.
And all bosses will let you do that.
Absolutely.
This is an FYI.
They don't care.
You can easily do that. Bosses love it when you Google map things that you heard on podcasts.
Right. Break out some Minesweeper and Solitaire at the same time.
While you're at it, because, I mean, you might as well. It's good, productive time.
But they're in a really good location because they're near restaurants. They're right off a bus line, so if you don't have a car, it's pretty easy to get to.
And they're actually going to be off of a train line soon, which is even better. I mean, they're not going to be very far from a train line at all.
So they're functioning fairly well as a store, and they're not doing a lot of specialty stuff. The one thing that the owner did that I really think is cool is that he's not charging for his normal Magic Nights, Friday Night Magic tournaments.
Mm-hmm,
Most
mm-hmm.
places will charge anywhere from $5 to $15 to get into the game, and then based on how many people pay, dictates the amount of value that the prize is going to end up being.
Sure.
In his case, he just decides he's going to put in between $40 and $60 worth of product, divided out between the winners, and banking off of people will appreciate that they're getting to play in a free tournament and then turn around and spend whatever money it was they would spend on the tournament to just buy a product or something. And it works. When I go there, I feel completely satisfied, not like I'm being ripped off, and that it's a good exchange of I get to play in a Magic tournament and Magic the Gathering tournament, trademark Wizards of the Coast, and then
our
Hasbro, and then I get to then buy something that I get to take home, and it could be a Magic deck of cards, or it could be miniatures or paints or whatever, and I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, and I mean, even when I was there a couple of nights ago, we were there just to play. We were working out some Attack Wing sets, you know, and I had a Voyager that I was trying to get all squared away and all the crews. And I bought a Frappa thingy, and I bought vending machines things.
But places have been closing. Places have been closing regardless of anything. They open and close. That's how businesses work. If they're really good, they stay open. They flourish. But
the question is, geek culture is on a rise. So are these things dying?
Yes.
We shouldn't be losing them. We should be gaining more.
It would seem as though that the new geeks that are coming in, or the more geeks that are coming out, are the majority's shifting towards getting their products from the internet.
Right.
And not buying it locally.
Right. Well, and we've got new ones coming up that are fascinating, and they've all got different spins to them. I mean, we've got Dungeons and Drafts
opening in Fort Collins.
Opening in Fort Collins, which is a pub effectively, yep. But they give you dice, they give you tables. Mm. They've got you know,
they make their money off of the alcohol sales and
they're
food
making
sales.
Money off of the alcohol sales.
And it is Dungeons and Drafts, not to be confused with like an S&M club. It's
right. Well, they might have that at
they
night.
It might. Like role playing.
You don't know what happens. You can go when the door closes.
Do some role playing and then do some role playing. And
it could happen. It could happen. And then we've got one that's opening near you.
Yes, and I'm super excited about it. It's the second location opening of Enchanted Grounds, which means they're doing really well because they're doing
that's
well
another
enough
one that
to
has
become
history. Yeah.
And there used to be an Enchanted Grounds coffee house, no relation to this Enchanted Grounds coffee house that was local.
Sure.
And they kind of bounced between the two extremes. They were a nice, cozy, really awesome coffee place that had tiny gaming space. Then they switched to a not-so-good coffee, giant space for gaming, and so they went.
See, that's the problem. It's filling the space with the coffee was difficult when it was that large.
It is.
It's like a pool.
And then it waters it down.
And then it waters it down. Yeah, you just end up having. And
then your magic cards get soggy.
Oh, nothing worse than soggy magic cards. They taste terrible.
But the new Enchanted Grounds, the location one, which has been open for a while, is about a 30-minute drive from me. So I rarely go there as much. I love it. So I try to go there when I can, but that ends up not being often.
And it's like a 45-minute drive from here.
For you.
It's a long way from Arvada.
But it's a terrific place. They have fantastic coffee. $3 bottle. I think it's like $3 bottomless coffee. And if you're gaming, that's a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
You get free refills on that.
You could like fill up your entire bladder with that.
You could.
And maybe a leg.
And then, yeah.
And then you have to go relieve that. Just don't do
double,
it on your cards because we're
double
back to soggy cards.
Double sleeve your cards.
Double sleeve your cards.
For
you're
your
good.
Own protection. Well, it is Wizards of the Coast.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Maybe. But they're
doesn't bode well for WizKid games either.
No.
Ooh.
So, but they're terrific coffee.
Yeah.
Very clean establishment.
Yeah.
Very well lit.
Yeah.
It's like they hit every check mark perfectly, in my opinion. And if I wasn't a geek, I would feel perfectly comfortable dropping off my kid there to stay around, you know, like a 12-year-old, 15-year-old. Kid.
Right.
You know, some game shops you go in there, and if you don't know anything about geeks or games and stuff, you might go, I'm not so comfortable about leaving my minor
in here. Yeah.
Here.
It's a little scary.
So, but they're opening a second shop near me 5 minutes roughly, so I'm super excited, and it's going to soft opening, which means it won't hurt when it hits you.
Right. The door opens. Mm-hmm. They're going to put like fuzzy stuff or bumpers on the doors.
Foam swords.
Foam swords on the bumpers. Right. That's what they got.
That's going to happen in the next few days.
Yeah.
So.
We're hoping.
And again, depending on when you're listening to this, it's probably already open. They're grand streamers and fireflies are grand schemes to take over the world, but whose isn't? They're going to do that on 4th of July.
Yeah.
So if you want to go down there, and that's in Littleton. No, wait, yes?
Yeah, Littleton. Down at Bellevue-ish.
Bowles
and Wadsworth.
If you know where Skate City is, Skate City, get a rope. That's
a joke.
No, it's not. I recant it. but Skate City near a little place called Donut Hut and Chubby's, which I've never had. It's a burrito place, I guess. But
Chubby Burrito.
They make you chubby.
You know what? We don't judge.
No.
We don't judge. Those burritos are a little overweight, but that's okay.
It's just big boned.
They're big boned burritos.
But yeah, Enchanted Grounds, I'm excited about.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, lots of places closing. You were sad, unrelated to, well, it's not unrelated to geek, really. You were sad that Radio Shack was closing.
Yeah, actually, that really bothered me when Radio Shack went down. And this is actually brings us to one of the problems that happens sort of all the way across the board, which is, like here, I mean, we blow out a microphone, we lose a wire or whatever. It's great that there was a Radio Shack nearby.
I'm being very polite right now by not blowing into the mic to
blow out our microphone
to Foley that
so I have to Foley that, thank you so much, because I end up having to edit that out. But I mean, this is one of the things. I mean, this is the difference between your brick and mortar and your online. Uh-huh. If everything goes online, you're off. That's it. You know what, we blow out a wire and we're done.
Yep.
And we're done for the day, and we shut everything down,
and you like going into the Radio Shack because you get to open up the little drawers and pick out what little toggles and stuff
through,
you want.
Yeah, toggle switches and LEDs and resistors and capacitors. And boy, I just
bringing up Radio
remember
Shack,
my childhood.
Bringing up Radio Shack gives me an idea. Because I automatically thought of a quote in my head from a movie from related, not from Radio Shack, but related.
Right.
So each podcast, why don't I try to come up with a movie quote, and then we'll have the listening audience when they're not commuting. You know,
Don't do this while you're commuting.
No,
do not text and drive,
man,
or email and drive.
That's right. None of that. But when you get a chance safely, you should send in the answer at
questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
That is
questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
And because the rules of three and we're trying to fill out time,
questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
All right, so here's your movie quote, and you should send it in. The first one who sends it in correctly will be the first one who sent it in correctly.
And we'll make commentary about them in the next podcast.
Yeah, or whenever the answer comes in, we'll go, hey, this person won. Aren't they awesome?
We might someday have prizes on this or not. I don't know. See, you just came up with this, so we don't have a plan.
Yeah, we don't. And I don't know how.
We're completely going by the seat of our pants.
Is there any money in podcasts? I don't even know if we can.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a quote from a movie. And you want to write into us the answer as to what movie this quote is from. So send us the movie.
What movie was this quote from?
Let me know if you see a Radio Shack.
There you go.
So be sure that when you send in the answer to today's trivia question.
Movie quote.
And I say today, but it really is whenever.
Whenever's movie quote.
Sure.
Make sure you reference that this is episode 101. So put it in the subject line, Geek Tank episode 101, so that we know which episode you're talking about.
Movie quote answer.
Otherwise, we're just going to be totally lost.
Yeah.
This is Guy and Troy with your Geek Day commute.
Or you can call us by our radio names, Tub and Tubbier. Where we were talking about we kind of already touched this because Drafts and Dungeons and Drafts, their specialty is beer. They're a bar that's going to cater to geeks and role players.
Yeah.
Beer bar. A bar beer. Beer
bar.
A
bar beer. Bar beer.
I think they did.
Bar. Anyway, there's a joke there. Can of bar beer. I'm just not hitting it. Okay. So
then they have Enchanted Grounds. Their specialty is, high quality establishment with coffee and such. It's like Starbucks meets games. I don't know.
Game Bucks. So we've got Beer Bucks, Game Bar,
Coffee and Dungeons.
Star Game, Game Bucks. So we've got that's the model. So is that what we need to do for these brick and mortars?
The advantage of a brick and mortar is, well, one, customer service, if they're doing a good job, I guess I should stipulate, if you can go in and ask them questions and get real-time answers immediately.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm looking for a miniature of a girl that is wearing an axe in her left hand and a gun in her right hand. And if the person's really good, they might say, well, here's this miniature. It doesn't quite fit what you want, but we also have this thing here with an axe in the right hand. And
you can merge the two.
You can merge the two, and let me walk you through it step by step. So you might get that type of thing.
Which is what our engineer was talking about. Yeah, Kevin was talking about. He is going to bemoan losing from Bonnie Bray.
Because one of their employees was just a wealth of knowledge on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What other things would you say you can get from a brick and mortar you can't get from online?
Well, it's obviously what I was, as we were talking before, it's the socialization. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if we run role-playing games here.
Networking.
Right, it's networking. If we run RPGs here. Well, what do we got? We got our group. Our group has been together for a decade.
And they suck.
I hate them all.
Mm-hmm. Especially that guy named Guy.
And that one named Troy.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
He will take a campaign and chew it up and spit it out.
Run us into the ground.
I don't care what story you came up with. I'm going to figure out a solution that solves this all logically within one turn and screw your whole thing up.
And that'll be it. And that'll be the end of it. New players. We are tired of each other. And this brings us back to SAS Geek. She's a super geek.
Save us, super geek.
You're our only hope. We obviously need more people in our game. But that's the point, right? I mean, this is where you would meet new people. There are always Dungeons & Dragons 5 going on at these places. Right. And it's always something like that.
Well, when I moved into town, it wasn't necessarily brick and mortar because it was in a mall.
Right.
And I'm going to mess up the name because it's so identical to a store back in Louisville. Is it Games People Play or Something to Do? I'm trying to remember. There used to be a game place in the mall.
Which mall?
Any of them.
It's your move.
Yes, it's your move.
Engineer says it's your move.
It is your move.
Engineer Maya.
I'm sure it was It's Your Move. Back in Kentucky, in Louisville, there used to be a clone of It's Your Move called Something to Do. And so that's why it does
and
that.
And you always are doing the, what was the name? Something.
Something to something do. Something to, it's your something, move. Something, it's your to move. Do.
It's your to do.
Much ado about
much nothing. Ado of it's your to do.
Yep. But it's your move. I went into there. Game. It's a game store. It's a mall game store. So there's no tables.
There's no tables. There's no way to do anything.
But it's a, you know, it's a business. It wasn't internet. And they had the old fashioned cork board with post-it notes, you know, pinned into it.
Yeah.
And I saw one looking for gamers. And I just moved into town. So it was like a month I've been living here in Denver.
Right.
And they were looking for gamers. And I'm like, why not? So I gave them as a system I never heard of, a Palladium system. And I've forgotten it because it wasn't that good. And so I gave them a call up. And I'm like, hey, and they're like, oh, sorry, it's noisy here. We're playing Magic the Gathering. I'm like, hey, I know that game. So
I'll play.
Joining that group. And my first friend I made here in Denver was Sonny Robinson.
There you go.
And he's still a friend of mine, amazingly enough. I don't know how, but he is. but I never would have. Yeah, I probably never would have run into that guy if it wasn't for a brick and mortar type place.
Yeah. And now we'll pause real quick for station identification.
You're listening to a podcast that you downloaded. You should know the name of what this is. But in case you're like a hostage in the back of the trunk and wasn't involved in the choice of downloading it, you are listening to Geek Tank, and we'll call 911 for you if our psychic tells us about it.
So that sort of brings us full circle. So does we're, it? Yeah. Ish.
I think it's more of a rhombus.
It brings us full rhombus.
Yeah, full rhombus.
So now that we've gone full rhombus, you guys should be pulling into your parking lot.
In the full rhombus.
Sorry,
I'm on my own road.
I'm Guy.
I'm Troy.
And this has been Geek Tank on the Go, or commute-sized Geek Tank.
See you next time. Well, we won't, because it's audio. Talk at you next time.
Geek Tank is a production of Fox Blade Media and is protected under the Creative Commons 3.0 license. Please give appropriate credit, provide a link to us, and indicate if changes were made. You may do so in any reasonable manner, but not in any way that suggests we endorsed you or your use in any non-commercial purposes. If you like Geek Tank, consider supporting us at patreon.com/Foxblade. Thank you.
The first episode of Geek Tank, the podcast. So we've got one more episode in season two, and then we're going to return with Nondescon in September and season three. Until then, I've been Guy, and this is Geek Tank.